guys on the Grizzly Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're out. We're getting where we are. We're getting a little break in the winter again, and we're up above freezing, and that's just my kind of ice fishing. I am not an avid ice fisherman, but I do enjoy it. And when it's warm like this and you drill a hole and you don't have to skim it and you can walk around the ice comfortably in a flannel shirt, maybe, and a pair of insulated jeans, then this is my kind of fishing. And generally, sometimes a fish bite in this weather. But you are listening, Grilling Guys. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, man?
Hey, thanks for the ice update.
Yeah, right. I'm on it.
Yeah, it is pretty funny. You know you're from the Northland when you think 29 degrees is nice.
Yeah.
But my friends up in Alberta, I was just watching their Facebook feeds. They all were down in Puerto Vallarta, and they're going back to like zero.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's okay. Also, I've wanted to mention, if anybody out there is looking for some Super Bowl tickets, I have a buddy of mine has two of them.
Really?
Yeah, two Super Bowl tickets. You can private message me on this if you want them. But they're box seats. He paid $3,500 a ticket. But that includes the ride to and from the airport, lunch, dinner, and a $400 bar tab, and a pass to the winner's locker room after the game.
Wow.
So it's a good deal. So $3,500 a ticket. What he didn't realize when he bought them was that was the day of his wedding.
What?
Yeah. So if you're
interested, change the wedding. There's only one Super Bowl day. You can get married any day.
If you're interested, he's looking for someone to take his place. It's at Saint
at the wedding or at the Super Bowl?
It's at St. Paul's Church at 3 p.m. Her name is Ashley. She's about 5'4 and a good cook, loves to fish.
Right. Send a picture of the boat.
Yeah. So anyway, I had to. That was too funny. Especially for the Super Bowl. I'm not even going to watch the Super Bowl.
No?
I'm going to a Super Bowl party and we're having a bonfire outside.
Oh.
And we're all going to hang around the bonfire and ride quads and side-by-sides.
It's not a BYODO? Bring your own Dutch oven? Is that the kind of party you're going to?
Well, I'm going to do actually a boil.
All right.
I'm bringing a bunch of seafood. But I decided since the NFL doesn't want veterans ads on the Super Bowl, that they don't want veterans to watch it. So me and all my vet buddies are not watching the stinking NFL Super Bowl.
All right.
So screw those people. They can have that lousy league. It's dropping right off the radar anyway. So I guess they're trying to die a quicker death. So we're going to be riding quads, having a giant bonfire, and hanging out in the snow at my buddy's little hunting shack at the end of his runway. He's got a private runway, and a bunch of pilots hang out there. And we're just going to – I'm going to do a boil. I've got a bunch of clams, and I've got oysters. I've got, shrimp, prawn. I've got squid, octopus, and more shrimp and scallops. And I'm going to bring my big boiler out there, my big turkey fryer, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do a proper boil.
So let's break that down a little bit, because that's the kind of food that once you get it done, you can shut it down and continue to serve it for an hour or two.
Oh, yeah.
And which makes really good Super Bowl food. But as you're making that, it isn't just a pot of water that you start throwing stuff in, right?
And we're going to cover that in later on the show. Our good buddy T-Gid is coming in, and we're going to call him up, dial him on the telephone line. And T-Gid down from Louisiana from the Percy Gidry Company.
Yep.
We're going to learn it the proper way, Cajun style.
Perfect. So let's talk some northern appetizers then, because everybody likes to come to the Super Bowl party and have a big plate of chicken wings. Well, that isn't rocket science, building wings out.
No.
I smoke them rather than grill them most of the time. I think they stay more moist. What doesn't happen when I do that, though, is you don't get a crispy skin. So sometimes that if I feel ambitious, I'll pull them off the smoker and throw them on the grill for 3 or 4 minutes. And that's when I sauce them, if I have sauce on them at all. Most of mine are dry rubbed that I prefer, and dip it in a ranch or blue cheese or whatever honey mustard.
If you're not
getting
them crispy enough, I would suggest you are not smoking them at a high enough temperature.
Okay, which it could be. I just don't like rubbery chicken skin.
Well, yeah, that's what'll happen is you'll take 2 hours to cook them through because we're all freaks about chicken. We don't want to see blood in the joints, right?
Right.
I'm there with you. So smoke them. Use a lot of smoke at as highest temperature as possible, like 325 to 350. You can still get a little bit of smoke at 350. Mm-hmm. And throw them on there. And if you have a good charcoal and some hardwood on there, you'll still get a nice wood profile. You won't get a ton of smoke, but just enough to make it nice.
Right.
But your skin will come out nice and crispy.
What about on a pellet grill? Because that pellet grill
it's
is
going to
so
be the same thing. You're not going to get a lot of smoke.
Ramp it right up.
You are 375. You're not going to get a lot of smoke, but you'll get a smoke-ish, we'll call it.
Okay.
And so you got to get your temperature up on chicken and wings. Anything you want to crisp up, you can't go low and slow.
Right.
Save that for your butt.
Right. Run it up. So anyway, let's talk about some jalapenos.
Yeah.
So everybody likes those too.
I bought the other day. I love fresh jalapenos. I love peppers, period. But went to Meijer, and they have a beautiful vegetable and fruit selection. I mean, typically, anyway. They're like the best fresh fruits around.
Yeah.
So I'm picking through their peppers. I didn't pick a peck, but I picked a bag.
There's a rhyme in there somewhere, but I'm not going to go there.
They have jalapenos, dude. They have jalapenos that are the size of this long neck, the top of this long neck on this Oktoberfest.
Okay.
They're so big that you can cut the top off them, core them a little bit, and then stuff them, I mean, with a spoon. They're so big,
right?
You won't have trouble getting your stuffing in them. So with big bowl games and stuff like that, stuffed jalapenos are just, they're like such a favorite.
Right.
That I figured I had to do something like that. I liked your idea of putting a meat stick in it.
Yeah.
You know,
just something different
atomic.
That people aren't expecting. You
yeah,
know,
and that cuts down on the cream cheese, too.
Right.
So that's a really good idea.
You're wrapping them in bacon?
Real thin bacon. And then, so I'm going to stuff them with some cream cheese. And I typically saute up some real harsh onions or something like
a yellow Spanish.
And not a harsh, but, you know, real flavorful, stronger onion. Saute them up just a little bit and saute up some Jimmy Dean or some of that. There's a new sausage I've seen, Tennessee Pride. I like even better than Jimmy Dean. It's a little less money, and it's also sold about everywhere. It's called Tennessee Pride. I've been sauteing that up and then throw some strong onions in with it, drain off all your grease, let it cool, mix it in with cream cheese, and a little sea salt, and then put that back in the fridge and let it cool, because it's got to be cold, because you scoop it out in like a spoonful and you put it between your hands and you kind of roll it into a, like a cigar looking thing.
Yeah, a little log.
Yeah, like a grape leaf, and it slides right into that jalapeno. Then you take your thin sliced bacon and you wrap it over the edge of it, and then you wind it around
the top that has the hole in it.
Yep.
Put it over the top, cover the hole.
Yeah.
With
keeps
a little
from,
flap and then wrap it around
puking
the other
out
way.
When you
right.
grill it.
Yeah.
And gosh, those turn out nice.
And the cream cheese from time to time will cook out of there. So you don't want to turn them too many times. Try to
But if you put your when you set it on the grill where your bacon ends up, put that piece down first and it'll cauterize it and hold it to the grill.
Coming up next, we're going to keep on this wing trail. We're going to do a little fast and easy ones and maybe a skillet steak or two. Stick with us. We'll be back.